Greetings, cows! Have you risen above the cow manure that you're wallowing in? Have you risen up? I hope so. This is Quasi Indefatigable Dentalist, and I'm Jay Nemro. I come from cattle country. I come from wide open spaces that have all been fenced off, and now pretty much what people raise out here to make money is cattle. Now, you have to understand our society, we're very, very big into efficiency. It's not very efficient to have a whole bunch of cows wandering around on the prairie because they're hard to collect when it's time to collect cows, take them in and turn them into steaks and hamburger meat. So, we have produced what's called a stockyard. Very compressed, small place where you can put a whole bunch of cows. You bring in all their food, you truck in all their water, you provide for all their needs. They hardly move very much, but that's not important because we're not very interested in them having run around a lot, because cows that run around a lot have interesting tasting meat that's stringy, and it's only good for making into hamburger, and you have to mix it with other stuff. We much like sedentary cows that sit there and don't do anything, and it makes great hamburger because they're nice and lean. You get their food intake just right. They get lean meat that doesn't have a lot of fat in it, and it's nice, and it doesn't get all stringy because you don't let them run around. It's perfect. Well, I've been past a few stockyards. I think I've already told you the story about some of the stockyards I've been to. But every single stockyard has a big pile of manure. That's just the way it is. That's what cows produce. That's their major byproduct, is poop. And by and large, it's just the most efficient thing to do with a big pile of poop is just to leave it there. Don't mess with it. So you'll see a whole bunch of cows inside a small pen, probably 30 or 40 cows in that one little pen. Very small. They can move around a little bit, but not much. And we always thought that one of the favorite games to play was King of the Dung Heap, because that's what they do. You'd see one cow that was standing up on top of that pile of poop. And we always thought that was the greatest thing. I don't know if cows really get nasty and the cow that intimidates all the rest is the one that stands on top of the cow heap, of the poop heap. I don't know. Pile of manure. But we always kind of thought it was. And there's a good analogy there between people and cows. Now, everybody wants to get ahead, right? We actually pay people to get ahead. You know, if you work for a large corporation, most people do work for large corporations, especially if you live in a big city. You have a boss. You know, it's the first guy you know that has an office instead of having to work out in the... You probably heard the place where you work called a bullpen. Or a cubicle or something like that. Strangely enough, it has... We use a lot of cow terms. That's why it's so great to call people cattle. Because that's actually how we're treated most of the time. Anyway, inside your little enclosure, inside your little unit of whatever major corporation you work at, you have a boss, right? And he might be a manager of your unit. You know, he's not really a very powerful guy, but he's a lot more powerful than you are. Because you're just a little squat, you know? You're just hamburger meat, waiting until the moment when they think you've got as much meat as you can get on you. Then they'll take you off the slaughter. You have a guy that plays king of the manure pile. Because that's where you probably work, is in a manure pile. You get shoved, stupid tasks to do, you do silly things, and your you're a cog in this big machine that pumps out whatever your corporation does. If it's a service or a product or any number of things, the larger corporations do tons of things. They've got their fingers in the middle of a million things, and your job is somehow a little bitty part of making that corporation happen. Whatever that corporation does for money, that's part of what your job. And you've got a manager that kind of keeps tabs on you. That's a coveted job, because you see that that manager doesn't do as much as you do. Right? And sometimes managers can be kind of bossy. That's part of what gets them that job, is kind of being kind of a control freak. I have to be in charge of everything you do. I must know everything you're doing every minute of the day. And if you're not doing what I think is a good thing to do, I'm going to make you stop doing that and do what I want you to do instead. The comic strip Dilbert, which I love, every technical type person, I'm kind of a technical type, fell in love with Dilbert long before it became really internationally popular. Now it's this wonderful thing. You can go and see it at www.dilbert.com. I love the internet. The internet's fun. And the biggest thing is pointing out how absolutely insane modern corporate life is. Dilbert and his friends, you know, Wally and oh, what's her name? I can't forget her name. See, you don't have to know anybody's name, because you know what? You could pick them out everywhere. Take any random woman and she's her in the workplace. Angry, upset, works 3 times harder than you do, makes about as much or maybe a little bit less than you do. And you found out that you don't have to work quite as hard, because they're not actually going to fire you. They might lay you off at some point, but it's nothing personal, so you don't have to kill yourself trying to make everybody happy with you, because if there's layoffs, they're pretty random. They don't actually spend a lot of time trying to figure out if you're better than everybody else. They don't usually keep the people that are better than everybody else. They just go down a list and they say, this person's going to get laid off because we need to cut costs. They're not interested in keeping the best people. They're interested in just reducing headcount. And that's pretty much what it starts sounding like the stockyard again, doesn't it? Head. You aren't a person. You are a cow. And they always count cows and they call them, oh, I've got 15 head. I've got 1,000 head of cattle. And that's exactly what it is. When those guys say, we're reducing headcount, that's because they're actually revealing what you are. You're just a cow to them. You do something for them, they're gonna cut down because they're not making enough money to please the overlords, people who are really powerful. So they're going to get rid of you, because that's all you are. You're a head. We're going to reduce headcount. We're going to downsize, and you just happen to be what's going to be downsized. Wow. Don't you feel good? Anyway, we were talking about King of the Manure Pile. And it's funny to watch, because other cows will bump off the other ones, will nudge them off of that cow heap so they can have it all to themselves. Under normal circumstances, a thinking person would say, well, that's just dumb. Who would want to be the king of the cow, of a pile of manure? Who would want to stand on top of that? But you know what? They want to. It's just, it might have something to do with your poor manager at work. That's what he thinks is the most important thing. Of course, they're getting paid more. That's always a good incentive to behave a certain way. You know, and he might get some perks. He might have a parking space that you're not allowed to have. He might be able to park a little closer to the office. He might be able to have an office with actual walls and a door. You know, he'll get to have a secretary that actually does most of his work for him or her. You know, there's plenty of female managers out there, too. And, you know, it's just all this stuff. It's a power rush. You get to feel a little bit of power. That's never a bad thing, right? Well, maybe. Those guys, you know, the really big people use that to, you know, to make the company keep running. It's important to have lots of managers, because managers insulate the really big guys from the peons they care less about. It's kind of like the people who run the stockyard, humans, people who are managing this whole thing and making lots of money off of it. They really do want to have king of the dung heap, because king of the dung heap keeps their cows in line. And when you're mad at the company, you focus all of your anger at that one little line manager. And part of his job is just to take that kind of garbage. That's what they're paid to do. They're paid to sink anger and hate and despair, but keep you doing your job at a basic level that keeps it, all the money coming and keeps everybody happy. They don't want to keep you really happy, because if you were really happy, you might start looking around and find something else you want to do. It's very important for really big people to keep telling you that you're worthwhile, but you're not so worthwhile that you can go someplace else. We're going to give you your worth. And you can't expect anything more. Now, they do that in devious ways, you know, to try to make you feel that way. And they give you little rewards. They try to make you feel good so that you'll want to hang around. All my friends work here. All of my life is contained in this little bitty bubble of this company, you know, and they want you to kind of be that way. That's why I always like working hourly instead of working for a salary. Right now I work for a salary because to make this much money, it's really necessary. At some point, maybe I'll figure out a way how to work hourly. But honestly, the job I have now, although it's salary, it gives me lots of time to think and to ponder, because I'm just kind of waiting for something to happen. You know, I work on a whole lot of projects that I think will be a benefit to my employer, and that keeps them happy. It also gives me a chance to explore some of the things I'd like to do. As long as it keeps them happy, it keeps me happy. And the things that keep me happy are things that they seem to value, and that's great. I've found this wonderful synergy between myself and this company that I work for. It's fantastic. Anyway, you want to be able to do all those things. I'm never going to be a part of a big organization that wants to make me like the CEO, because they're not going to like me. Because I'm not much of a cow herder. I don't like herding cows. I'll never be a manager. I don't like being a manager, because I've never been interested in doing what a manager needs to do, trying to get people to do what they basically don't want to do, or perhaps what they want to do. I've always tried to make my boss as happy with me as possible, so that when bad times come, he'll go to bat for me, because I'm going to try to make his job easier. I'm going to try to, you know, get him nice stuff, you know, give him a Coke every now and then. You know, take him out to lunch, man. Make him feel like you really like him. Because I do. I like my boss. He's a great guy. I want him to be very happy doing what he's doing, because I want to keep my job. I want him, because he does a whole lot of deflecting of big corporation for me. I don't have to worry about those above my head particularly. That's his job. He manages my department. And he keeps the people above him happy. He has a lot of headaches. I want to let him know how much I appreciate the headaches he makes for me. And in exchange for that, I think he treats me great. And I have a lot of freedom to kind of do whatever just needs to be done, because I take care of the things that need to happen. At least I hope I do. And it makes it all work. It's wonderful. I'm getting a bunch of freedom out of it, and I'm making him happier. He doesn't have to work so hard to manage me. In fact, I try to manage myself. And that makes his job so much easier. I try to make his job simple. He makes my job happy, and we're all very happy. Everybody's just really copacetic, I guess is the right word for it. Okay. Well, we're getting down to the point to where we kind of need to cut this off so it can fit on the floppy disk. As always, do the best you can to make your life as free as you can. To not just free, but the way you want it to be. You don't have to constantly follow after the crowd. You want to know something about the crowd? The crowd is, the crowd is stupid. The crowd is millions of dollars in debt. The crowd behaves like idiots, and when something doesn't go right, the crowd becomes more and more enslaved to creditors, to the government, to whatever job they can get a hold of. And you find yourself all of a sudden in this huge, horrible bind where there's nothing else you can do. That's all I'm going to do for this particular broadcast. Hang in there. This is the best podcast you've probably ever had. You're learning more out of this than you've ever learned before, and you're starting to see the big picture of what you can do and what you can be just by being a little bit smarter and about thinking about it. That's what it's all about. Thank you for listening to Quasi Indefatigable Zenilith. I'm Jay Nimro. Have a great day, and don't be a cow.